Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Mystical, magical.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Cartelligent. Don't step foot on a car lot. Get the ultimate hack. Buy or lease any new car and get all the help from the experts. Check them out at cartelligent.com. Okay, I want to ask the kid in the room. That's you.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Who are Luke and Laura, and what show were they on?
Luke and Laura.
Who's Luke and Laura?
I don't know.
Boys, do either of you know?
Absolutely. Me? General Hospital.
Their wedding was the event of the century.
Oh.
It was. Yeah.
And I watched that show. I watched a few soaps with my mom. Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, Knott's Landing, Dallas, and Dynasty.
You watched a lot. Wow.
Well, me and my mom.
Yeah,
we hung out.
That's great.
I was her favorite kid.
Well,
still,
I mean, you're still the best one.
Yeah, I still am. Yeah. For sure. Absolutely. No question.
Mm.
I mean, she tried to say, like, Jan's good too. Oh, and I love your littlest brother.
Mm. What's his name again? Nick or something?
My mom was like that too. She did not hide it whatsoever that I was her favorite. Like, she was terrible at hiding it.
Well, the other kids needed to try harder.
You know? Yeah.
That's all.
Anyway.
As another favorite kid, I'm well aware.
So I'm very familiar with General Hospital and with that guy. So
he's dead.
Are you getting at?
Luke died at 78. Another 78-year-old. 78, the new 27.
78 at one time seemed like you would say, well, you've lived a great life. Now it's more like, well, you got to get to 80, don't you?
Yeah, it's because we're getting older. So 78.
Oh, is that it?
Is like, you can almost see it in the distance.
People didn't used to live to 80 like they do now, though.
I'm with you. I do feel like, you know, if people who were in their 70s, it just was never a surprise. If
when we were kids, people would die in their late 60s and early 70s, and that was more common. Of course, that generation smoked and drank and
didn't take care of themselves and
didn't
exercise. Do a lot. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry to hear it, though.
Yeah. It was actually, he was in Amsterdam getting some kind of elective surgery. Well, a planned surgery.
He died getting a facelift?
It might not be that. It says he died Sunday in Amsterdam. His official cause of death is unclear. There are reports he died as a result of complications from a planned surgery in Amsterdam. Now, maybe he lives in Amsterdam and he was just like, I got to go get a hip replacement. We know somebody locally here who died getting their hip replaced, right? Wasn't Pete Wilson the broadcaster? Didn't he get put under and just never came back?
That's true. I don't remember if he went in for a hip or a knee or whatever.
Something that seemed like that shouldn't have happened.
That's what happened to my grandpa, though. He'd been taking blood thinners, and for whatever reason, he went in for knee surgery and died.
Mm.
And I don't know if, you know, they used to put people on medicine, and until further notice, you were just on that.
Yeah.
Without sort of a reaval.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still need this?
And they say, too, that even going under anesthesia, the older you are, the more dangerous it is. Like, that can be the problem. Or you can come back out of it and never be quite the same.
That's one of those weird things where a guy like that was such a huge star. Even as a soap opera star, he was huge. And later generations have no freaking idea. You know why? Because there's no, like, that's like radio, those mm-hmm. soap opera shows. You just do a show, and then there's another show, and
it's
there's another
the
show, and they go,
and then there's new characters.
The storyline continues, and all you can do each season is hope I'm not written out.
Right? Anthony Geary is his name. I don't even think I said his name yet. Anthony Geary, star Luke of the Luke and Laura scenarios that they've presented. Were those the 80s?
I think I knew
Luke
him as
Laura?
Tony Geary.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony Geary. Well, that would make sense.
Oh, I don't know if it makes sense. That's what I seem to remember. But either way, is Laura still alive?
I think Laura is still alive.
Yeah, I believe I read an article
about her
that she was still alive.
Anthony won 8 daytime Emmys. mostly known for his role on General Hospital. He was also on The Partridge Family, The Mod Squad, All in the Family, and Young and the Restless. All in the Family. On Jeannie Francis was the girl who played Laura.
She is still alive.
On General Hospital, they became the signature, Luke and Laura, the signature couple among soap. That they were huge. Like, everybody was watching that. In fact, when their characters got married in 1981, 30 million people turned in for the nuptials.
30 million.
30 million people watched that show. With and apparently, Elizabeth Taylor, who was a huge General Hospital fan, she made a cameo on their wedding episode. He was born in Utah, raised by Mormon parents. He earned a theater scholarship to the University of Utah and got his career started as a stage actor before he moved to L.A. in the 70s and got into Hollywood. And at 78, we've lost Luke of Luke and Laura.
Okay.
I'm doing him first because basically everything else today is Rob Reiner. There's Rob Reiner from every angle you can fathom. We'll spend some time on this, and I'll try and get to some other stuff as well, but it is it's a pretty huge story. So the night before, Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, in case you have not heard this somehow, Rob Reiner and his wife since 1989, Michelle Reiner, they have three kids. They're Hollywood royalty. Well, he is, at least. And they were murdered allegedly by his son, Nick, on Sunday. Just the other day ago, in their $13 million mansion. The night before they were murdered, stabbed in their home, Rob and his son, Nick, got into a very loud public argument at Conan O'Brien's house. This was Saturday night at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party. Sources say that after the argument, which a lot of people heard, Rob and Michelle left the party. People who were at the party, who I guess People Magazine got a hold of and other outlets, say that the overall vibe at the party for Nick was like he was freaking people out. He was kind of... Apparently, he's a pretty volatile person anyway, but they say his vibe was creepy and people were getting freaked out.
I am completely surprised that he got an invite. Not because he's an addict. Like, I would think if I were that kid's parent, knowing that he may or may not be clean today or tonight, I wouldn't go anywhere with him.
Right.
I would say, well, if you're coming, I'm staying home. That would be me.
Mm.
I'm not saying they asked for this. I just mean that I'm surprised they'd even go anywhere with him knowing he's got problems or that Conan would invite him.
Right. I wonder if Conan just said, and also, I don't really know how, like, was this a blowout Christmas party or is this like close friends and family?
Well, the article I read was that it was people were dressed up. So
it was dressy.
Yeah.
And the kid showed up in a hoodie.
Yeah.
Nick, the murderer, allegedly.
Okay.
So he didn't show up looking great. So maybe he just headed over there looking for a fight with his parents. There's a lot of the stories. The theme is this kid is out of control, never grew up, ADHD, always a problem, on drugs since he was 15, in and out of rehab. Like there's no thing where it's like, and finally he got his ass together and produced something. And apparently there's a lot of jealousy and anger toward his dad. He felt like he could never get to the same level that his dad was at.
Well, no one can.
Right? But a kid wants to, I don't know, wants their dad to be proud.
The number of directors in the world that will never get to the Rob Reiner level are unaccounted for.
All of them, almost.
Most of them.
There's like six. Maybe there's more, but. Yeah, I mean, he was always jealous of he wanted that level of success.
Well, his dad was loved deeply.
Yes.
By many, like if you look at Instagram, the number of people he crossed paths with that were putting up posts saying, I loved this man. He gave me Kevin Bacon, Jerry O'Connell's like, that guy gave me my life. Everything I have is from, like, it's
from
crazy
Stand By Me.
How much love is that? So he's a loved guy. And you know what? Nick, that makes you even more hated. Mm. Not that you were just trouble for a guy who was beloved, but also killed him.
I know. And your mom. Like, that's honestly, it's so hard to wrap your head around parts of this story. Like, we're already just like, oh, this guy murdered his parents.
You know,
but what?
It's not anything that would, like, when I see a story about an addict, a drunk, whatever, that is neglectful, let's say even of their kids, it's not an excuse. I'm not saying it's okay.
Right.
But that's what happens to addicts. They're busy with this thing.
Yep.
And everything kind of falls away. Murdering people is like a mental problem that I just don't see it.
Family sources told TMZ that Michelle, the wife, had been telling friends over the last few months that she and Rob were at their wits' end over Nick's mental illness and drug abuse issues because they tried everything. Mm-hmm. There was a 2018 interview where I think Nick might have burned down a house on their property. He was talking about, he said he was high on uppers. He wrecked his parents' guest house. It sounded like there was a fire. Rob and Michelle's bodies were reportedly found by their daughter, Romy. The word I saw this morning is that she lives right across the street from them. So she had come over. She was the one who told the police they should be looking for Nick. They found him Sunday night about 15 miles away at a metro station near USC. He was being held without bail. I heard he got an arraignment yesterday and that he got a $4 million bail, which I don't know if he'll be able to bail himself out or not. Don't you usually need to come up with 10% of the money and get a bail bond? And
I don't see where he'd have the money.
Right.
Doesn't sound like he had anything going
that.
On.
Okay.
So he is, they, according to this, on Sunday night, he's being held without bail and on suicide watch. Page Six actually has some pictures of the arrest if you're interested in that. Nick, according to TMZ, Nick checked into a hotel at about 4 a.m. On Sunday morning. So it sounds like he left Conan's party, checked into a hotel. When staff came into the room later that day, they found blood on the bed and in the shower, and he had the sheets covering the window. No idea what he did to himself or what that had to do with what happened later on Sunday, which was him murdering his parents, allegedly. On a related note, one of the British tabloids got video of Billy Crystal and his wife outside the Reiners' home after the news of their deaths broke. Billy Crystal did go into that, and I'll have more on this later. I'm almost out of time, but Billy Crystal, Romy called him. They're close family friends, and apparently he lives close by.
Romy, the daughter.
Romy, the daughter of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, called Billy Crystal, who was like, I don't know, an uncle. In fact, I think Rob Reiner met his wife, Michelle, on the set of When Harry Met Sally in 1989.
They did, and he said that he changed the end of the movie because of meeting her.
Oh.
The end of the movie, they were not supposed to get together.
Oh, they had to get together.
But he said she inspired him to change the end of the movie. So
TMZ is saying that Billy and his wife, Billy Crystal and his wife, actually saw the bodies because Romy called them right after she called the police. They rushed over. Larry David was also reportedly spotted nearby looking emotional, but I don't see that he was actually in the house. We had heard yesterday that the two of them had been spotted. But there you go. So there's a little bit of the update. There's a lot of information. I'm going to try and spread it out throughout the show and try and get to some other stuff as well. But there's that. There's your early trash. What you got coming up, Ben?
Nude Christmas tree photos.
Oh. Sexy.
And more after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Right. What is wrong? Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch us live as we rock out on a Tuesday. You can stream video of the morning show on our YouTube channel all morning, every morning. Just go to youtube.com and search Alice 97.3. And remember, please, please subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. And thank you very much.
You're needed.
We do need you. Please. Makes us look good. Come on. Help us out.
We want you.
Mm. Just to subscribe. Yeah. I get it. You can't spend all morning, you know, watching the show.
If you ever wish you could give Sarah and Vinny a Christmas present, this is your opportunity.
Oh, what Bob said. She's so good.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Yeah, you can lose weight during the holidays. Did we miss something? Oh, okay. Yeah, you can lose weight during the holidays with Jumpstart MD. Start for just $25 when you mention radio. That's R-A-D-I-O, radio. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. All right, here's what's happening. Cloudy, mid-60s is your high today. The rain is coming. They're using that term for these for this string of storms, the Pineapple Express, which means it's a warmer storm, unfortunately. For the snow resorts could really use...
Not the Pineapple Express.
A big, healthy dump.
They could use the Arctic Vortex.
And instead, they're getting the Pineapple Express, which could very well be a problem. Fingers are crossed. Let's hope they don't have this right. But it begins tomorrow with some rain and more through that weekend. So there's rain on the way.
But it warms up for us. So that's a good thing, right?
I'm sorry. Do you ski or snowboard? I don't remember.
I ski, but not often.
You don't like it?
No, I like it. I just, you know. Just don't get up there.
Okay. I don't either. So, I mean, I can't say
it's been really cold is what I'm saying. It's been super cold.
But even if you don't ski or snowboard, we need the snow because that's our summer water.
Right.
Like, we need to have a snowpack.
I get it, but I've been really cold. I really don't want to keep my heat on.
I feel you. It's,
you're from West Virginia!
It's been so chilly, though.
Oh, it's just been...
Does your floor just get so cold? Because he lives in a concrete box.
The floor does get cold, but I have lots of rugs down and everything. But it is, I mean, when I go out and take Fred out in the morning, there's frost here.
Yeah. I've gotten frost. My God.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten any frost. Knock wood, because it just wreaks havoc in my garden.
Well, Freddie goes and pees and steam comes up. It's just too cold.
I have a question for you. You're currently a single man. You know, I know your heart is still smarting from the divorce and you seem to just want to walk right into that buzzsaw all the time. I haven't figured it out. But, you know, seeing her and... Yes, yes. If you met a lady from West Virginia and she was smoking hot and she's with you, would you be brave enough to say, I'm chilly, honey? It's so cold here in California. Or would you go, okay, we're both from West Virginia. I gotta brave it up just a little for her.
Nah, I am who I am.
You're just going to be all... my blood thin.
No, when I go home, everybody knows I complain about the cold constantly when I'm home. So.
Yeah, there.
Yeah. Well, everybody likes to have something to complain
about. Oh, for God's sakes. Okay. Well, everyone, in mid-60s is too cold for Maddie. Let's hope it warms up.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football last night. It was, in fact, too cold for the Dolphins. They showed up in Pittsburgh and lost, as expected, 28-15. They kept repeating the stat as I watched some of the game in and out of things I was doing, but they were saying the Steelers never lose on Monday Night Football.
Oh.
Like that's some stat. Or maybe it's just that coach, Tomlin, but it's been...
So if they play on Monday Night Football, that's
win.
A game they win.
Yeah. And then it was at home. It was like freezing and all the stuff was going their way and they did in fact get the win. So there's that. Steelers beat Dolphins.
Well, congratulations, Aaron.
So here's the headline, and I went, oh, this is a trend I am into.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Christmas tree nudes.
Okay. Does this mean, like, you take a picture of your Christmas tree before you put the ornaments on it, or you are the ornament in your birthday suit?
I was hoping it meant a naked lady by a Christmas tree. It does not.
Oh.
It means
the naked Christmas tree.
A tree without any ornaments or decorations, tinsel, or and maybe even no lights. It's a trend
right now.
When
you said Christmas tree, wait, and then that's it? They don't like take a before and an after?
No, they're going for a very bare Christmas tree, maybe with some soft white lights on it. But it's a modern minimalist thing. I would like to say if the people behind the trends would like to get the naked lady by a Christmas tree thing going for next year, that'd be great.
So you read the headline and you think to
yourself, Christmas tree nudes. I'm like, oh my God. That's amazing. I love it.
People are sneaking up skirts of the Christmas tree.
Well, no, I was just going to go home to the missus and say, you know, what the trend is this year. Better get in there and get some lights on and get some photos. Christmas tree nudes are the thing.
I suppose, actually, that you could do, like, with the naked Christmas tree, you could be naked behind it and do, like, a tree-hugging thing. And then you'd also technically be nude, but blocked by the naked Christmas tree.
Doesn't matter. That's not the trend, and that's not the thing. It's just people are doing this tree without any ornaments, decorations, tinsel, and maybe just a little bit of soft white lighting, but otherwise it's just it's a minimalist tree, and it's currently the trend. You'll see it online, and you'll say to yourself, where's the after? That's the after.
That is the after. I actually feel like if I had like a modern, you know, floor to ceiling windows skyscraper, and I could get a big tree.
A skyscraper?
Yeah, like live in a penthouse, just someplace amazing. And then and with really tall ceilings, you get like a huge tree, but then you just put like little white lights on it. You'd be like, so badass and modern in here.
Mill Valley's on the phone. They want to say, we're badass. We're Mill Valley. Hello.
Yeah, you should see my janky Christmas tree this year. Jeez. Imagine if you could have that.
I hope you win the lotto because...
Oh, it'd be so great.
Speaking of...
Visit me at my penthouse.
I should have mentioned this earlier in my rundown thing, but no one won. There were a couple $1 million winners in Arizona and California, but the now estimated jackpot for Powerball goes to $1.25 billion, and that's for Wednesday, December 17th. That would be tomorrow.
So are they drawing this 3 days a week now, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday?
I thought it was just Saturday and Wednesday.
Didn't we just have it last night? Wasn't last night the draw?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I think they're doing it 3 days a week now.
That must be it. I don't know. I don't pay attention to this. Until it gets to $1 billion. It's getting crazy.
It's every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
There it is. Crazy. Thank you. $1.25 billion for tomorrow night.
Wow.
I'm in.
I can't help but get excited.
Right. And then you start mentally spending.
Yeah,
right.
She's buying a skyscraper, everyone.
Oh my God, that sounds like a bad investment.
I'm not going to buy the whole skyscraper.
Just the penthouse.
Silly geese. I'm going to just buy the penthouse.
You're rich now, amazing. Just rent.
I don't want to rent. I want to own. It's part of my portfolio.
I have to break it all down to nothing and start over. Really, I can't do that with a rental.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do I have to go to a gas station or do corner stores sell these?
Corner stores sell them. Tons of cities.
Supermarkets.
Any bodega is going to have them.
Okay.
Anyway, the nude Christmas tree thing
is lame.
And by the way, I just want to say part of the reason that I wouldn't do this is that we have all these ornaments you save over the years and the kids are like, we have to put on music.
Say no, look around at this beautiful penthouse apartment. Of course we're not going to make it look all janky.
No, Dad's going to take nudes of your mom by the tree. Everyone step back.
The minimalist Christmas tree is definitely a dinks thing. Like, this isn't for families.
Yeah, it's not.
Because you don't have any ornaments.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's true that you almost can't help but decorate the tree. People give ornaments. Like,
I have a million ornaments that need to go. I have one of you
memories.
From you. And there's tons of them. I have a Willie Mays ornament.
I have a bunch of stuff that my mom gave me off our old Christmas trees when we were kids.
Right.
I love that stuff. And like ones that my kids made. Like it's all.
You got to
decorate. It's a tree of memories.
Unless, of course, mom says I'm going to pose nude by the nude tree. Then, sorry, kids.
Oh, we'll
you're
do
out.
It too. This is going to be great. No, we'll
kids.
Do like a naked
kids,
family portrait. Come
go
on,
out
Dad,
and
get
play.
Your clothes off. Set
Landon's
the
at the door. Go out and play. Next story.
Okay.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Fast. I wouldn't know this if I hadn't lived there. Maybe you'll know this when I read it to you.
Okay.
Not you. You lived there too.
Oh, I did. So is Philadelphia.
80% of the pretzels in the United States are made in Pennsylvania.
I did not know that.
But you remember the pretzel being a thing there, right?
I don't care about pretzels like at all.
I understand that.
I didn't notice that there were a lot of pretzels.
How could you possibly drive down a road and not notice that there is a man on the center divide set up with pallets of pretzels?
I don't remember the pretzels.
Selling them to you at the red light.
I like the guy going, yo, sausages.
And it's road food. Sausages. Like, bro, this stuff is, you're...
This is an exhaust pretzel.
You're getting crap kicked up on all the food that you're buying at the red light, and people are buying them.
I was just looking for my next cheesesteak.
What are you people, crazy?
Mm. There was an actor in L.A. during the pandemic. He's from Philly, and he started making Philly pretzels. And, like, they got – it was a whole, like, deal during the pandemic to get these Philly pretzels, like, because they're
– Yeah, I didn't know that.
They're good. I just am shocked that that's – I didn't know that that was a Pennsylvania thing.
So we're potato chips. Tons of potato chip factories in Pennsylvania. Like, we always would go and buy the seconds at the potato chip factories, which are the chips that are a little bit crispy and, like, a little bit burnt. They make bags of those. Yeah.
So someone's sitting
sorting
through.
You went on purpose and said, I'll take the discounted janky ones.
Yeah, because they taste, I like the seconds. They're just, yeah.
I thought you lived in northern West Virginia.
No, I live in eastern West Virginia, but my family, the Stouts are all from Redding.
So
and
when
Berks
you would
County.
Go down south, then you would just go quickly over the border to the potato chip
we'd go
factories.
Up, we'd go up to Pennsylvania. And go
up to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, up to Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. I got to look at a map.
I'll take a bag of crap chips.
They're really, you never, nobody's ever
I don't know that anything,
seconds.
But I lived in Philly for 6 months,
yeah.
Max. What's funny is I lived in San Diego for 10 years, and I'm sure they don't care, but, you know, they're like, 6 months in Philly, you claim that as your thing. You never say anything about San Diego. Well, Philly was hard. That was my
Philly
war.
Philly leaves a mark, because winter leaves a mark.
That was my war, everyone.
Yeah. I mean, Vinny, the first time you had to drive on ice, he...
Don't.
You don't need time.
What do they call it when you're in the Army and you go
on deployment? On deployment.
Yeah, but they have a name for it. It's like, oh, I did 3 rounds or whatever.
Oh, tours.
Yeah, your tour in Philly.
That was my tour.
Well, we did tour. There's no question. Nothing like uprooting your entire life and moving to a city where you know the guy who interviewed you at the radio station, and that's it.
You know what's neat, though? There are things that bind our... bind us together, and there's certainly radio people in general. When I hear someone is struggling or having, I'm always instantly like, how can I help that person?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, there was someone here in the building that was struggling over something that happened in their life, and I immediately texted and reached out, and how can I help? Because I understand it.
Right.
You've, first of all, you're crazy. You're in radio. What's wrong with you?
So welcome.
And then, so many things can happen where you just are like, I don't have family here or whatever, and I'm tripping. And
right. This
so
is
anyway.
Happening in my life, and my only family is the other radio people.
Mm-hmm. Dick Van Dyke recently turned 100 years old, and this fact puts that into context. Babe Ruth hit 405 home runs while he was alive.
While Dick Van Dyke was alive. Ooh. Wow.
Babe Ruth was playing. He is a guy on black and white film to me. That's all I know about Babe Ruth.
That's back when the world was black and white. It must have been very dull.
And the gloves like didn't really curve in. They were all flat. Oh,
they were on their fingers, yeah.
And you could be chubby as an athlete.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yep.
And drink and smoke. And
yeah. I'm going to have
field.
A cigarette and a hot dog while I'm waiting for it. I'm on
third base, baby.
Let's bring that back.
Yeah. That would be,
that's what baseball needs.
Do baseball.
Since the NFL draft began, 41% of the number one picks have been quarterbacks.
Hmm.
That's 37 out of 90. It's been even more popular in recent years. 21 of the past 28 first picks in the NFL draft have been quarterbacks.
Hmm.
That's because they touch the ball the whole time.
It's
you got to get that
if
right.
They're great. You build a team around him.
Mm-hmm. You like your guy, Drake May? Is that guy, John approves?
John likes him. He's amazing.
Oh, is that what everyone's saying? Because he's...
That's what we say at our house. Because I'm so clever with a turn of a phrase.
You are. Well, we all know that.
Unicorn.
All the time.
I mean, come on.
Well, and a bear across your ass or whatever that one is.
Yeah, some days the bear eats you. Some days you eat the bear. Also, I choose the bear. And a hair across your ass. And I did not come up with that. That is a saying.
Don't be humble.
And a horse in the oven or what was that? A bun in the something? I know the bun in the oven, but you said something one time. Something about a horse.
I think it was like, I don't have a horse in that race. And then I said, I don't have a bun in that oven. Yeah. And then we started using a bun in the oven like for everything.
Yes.
It was like one of those.
We just
weird...
follow your lead on these things. That's all.
Yeah, you're the
trendsetter. You're in charge around here, so.
Get your bun in that oven. Come on.
800-400-3697 is the number where you can text and contribute, and Maddie reads those to you.
408, our Christmas tree hangs from the ceiling with just lights. It's beautiful. It looks like a chandelier, and this year we didn't put any ornaments on it. Who knew it was trending? Have you seen that?
I've seen that.
It's really weird.
It is weird. I always wonder why that thing doesn't dry out in 3 days. And also, why are you doing that? And also, how are you doing that? I think we saw that at like the Galleria or something.
It was a mall thing, but that's not real life. Like that was professionals hung that thing.
It was humongous. Yeah. It was humongous too. I didn't know people were doing that in their private homes. And I thought the first thing I thought was, I was like, well, that tree's just going to die immediately. Like they need water.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Let's see here from the 415. The cold in the Bay Area is different because of all the moisture in the air. It is bone chilling. My dad lives in Montana. When it's 17, it feels warmer than when it's 37 or 40 here. And I agree with this because it's dry cold and not the wet cold. Yes, it's colder here.
Don't defend these weaklings. Don't do it.
It's true, though. There's no other explanation.
Because I go home. I can walk around in the snow with a sweatshirt on. I'm not nearly as cold as I am here. I'm freezing here. Always.
The sun's hotter here, too. In the summer, like when it's 70, it's like hot.
It's all the microclimates. Day one listener here. Heard the Lost 30 live for the first time in this century. Love you guys. Joe in San Jose listened on the radio. So
yeah,
that was his first time listening to the Lost.
The Lost 30, which is more like the Lost 11.
Yeah, but anyway.
Ish.
I just call it Lost.
Yeah, the Lost break.
Today it's Vinny is Lost.
Right, I came.
He's lost in the feminine hygiene.
Lost in the Walgreens.
It's a lot. There's a lot. I'm learning
now
a lot.
Lost in the Walgreens market.
All the time.
And finally, good morning, everyone. I usually listen to Sarah and Vinny radio show live while I'm on the treadmill. What's only supposed to be a 30-minute workout quickly becomes 45 minutes.
Oh.
Sheila in Daly City, so we're doing good for the world. We're helping people
good
get healthy.
Helping you work out.
Yeah, that's great. It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
What Trump has to say about the tragic Rob Reiner murders and Jimmy Kimmel's response to that.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.